From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Our mission is to connect with our community during this time of social distancing. Captain's Log, August 22nd, 2021, Amy A. We are in that limbo land of opening up operations as a society, but hesitantly. It feels like a push-pull situation. We are all ready to have more social contact, and we all want to be back to normal, but the COVID-19 pandemic isn't totally contained. And we have this variant business, highly infectious, and in some areas more than others, a significant portion of the population is still not vaccinated. So when will it end? I really don't know. Part of opening back up is holding and attending larger gatherings. For a while there, gatherings like conferences were not happening at all. Then everything moved to Zoom or some other online platform. Then slowly we started gathering again. And now we're seeing in-person conferences and gatherings at a much larger scale. I attended one of these recently. Local First Arizona usually holds their Rural Policy Forum every year in a different area around the state. In 2020, it was going to be held in Sahurita, and due to COVID-19, it was postponed. In a statement regarding the postponement of that event in 2020, Local First Arizona said, "We did not make this decision lightly and are deeply saddened to have to postpone the event. We are also considering regional mini-events and will keep you updated should communities verbalize an interest as we reacquaint ourselves in a post-COVID environment. We look forward to 2021 coming back stronger and better than ever." Fast forward to August 2021. This month, the first Rural Policy Forum since the COVID epidemic started. I attended the event, and eyeballing things, I'd say about half the attendees were wearing masks. I think mask wearing increased as the conference progressed, but this is just my observation. It was simultaneously really, really nice to be back in a group of folks talking about the good work that we're all doing in communities. But it was also overwhelming and exhausting, at least for me. Over the past year and a half, I became more and more comfortable with less and less people. I tend to like small groups anyway, but this was different. During the height of the pandemic, large groups were unsafe because of COVID transmission. And now we are getting back together again in groups, larger and larger groups. And we are all operating on some level of social anxiety, even if we don't want to admit it. Many of the speakers at this year's Rural Policy Forum talked about this phenomenon as well.
I also had enough time to look out, and this is probably not the way I should start this, but dang, I have to tell you. Tenacious, right? And we are back together again. And during that time, we just kept doing really, really wonderful things. And so while these vision sessions highlight some stuff that's going on,
that speaker, Carolee Whitbank of the Foundation for Little Colorado Revitalization, was up there to talk about skills training. But what you just heard, that long silence before she said, "It's nice to be back with friends again." She stood back from the podium, looked at the audience, caught a few people's eyes, and visibly teared up. You could tell she was genuinely, deeply moved to be in a room like this again, and she was not alone in this thinking.
People to come and live in our community if they can work from home, if they can work remotely from anywhere. And they, you know, he went on to talk about how they were going to attract folks in high-wage industries, pay them $10,000 to come and live in Tulsa and work remotely. And I thought, wow, that is a really cool idea. So I'm going to steal it. And so I promptly returned here to Tucson, and I said, you know, we've got to figure this out. But knowing if you're like me and you're in local government, those of you who are in local government are going to understand, sometimes things take a little longer, move a little slower to get to where we need to go. So I thought, who could I reach out to that would, like, take this on and make this happen? And so I reached out to our friends at Startup Tucson, and we were able to hatch this idea for recruiting people to choose Tucson. And we looked at, you know, how do we target those folks who are high-wage earners already, gainfully employed somewhere. And this was, remember, pre-pandemic. This was in 2019, and we hatched this program by the first of the year. So good thinking, because it really has worked out pretty well. But our cohort was going to be just 10 people, and we had an incentive package that we were putting together that was only a cash incentive of about $1,500, but we looked at some co-working space, some internet service provision. We looked at a few hotel rooms for when they would come out or bring loved ones as they were making the move. We thought about even paying a little bit of support of dues for our local nonprofit membership so they could, you know, get engaged in the community or experience some arts and culture. We wanted the cohort that would choose Tucson to really immerse themselves in it. So we began, we rolled out this application process. What was the exciting part is the media buzz that we got from doing this. And I really, if I go back to thinking about why, as an economic developer, we're trying to put more skills into our community, right? We're thinking about workforce, and if you have the pipeline, if you have workforce, you're going to attract major employers. So how do we do that? How do we keep having the skills available so that we can attract the best companies? Yes.
Systems with more of a holistic perspective and a historical context. We've started to do more rice-based sourcing, focusing on sourcing from food producers that are
Thank you.
Okay, so let's give them a round of applause. I'm going to start at the top. We heard from Evelyn Kasuga. Yes, yes, we heard from Pat Schreiber regarding the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit. Thank you. Kennedy Ivey from San Manuel Revitalization Coalition. Rich Nichol and Richard Daniel from College Success AZ. Carol Lepote from the Foundation for Little Colorado Revitalization. From the city of Tucson, but regarding remote Tucson. Thank you all so much. Tons of great ideas this morning. Okay, quick reminder, you all had a survey in your seat.
Please, come over to 81st Street. I'm in the apartment. Above the bar, you know you can't miss it. It's across from the subway and the tacky store with the Mylar scarves. My skin's as pale as the outdoors moon. My hair's silver like a Tiffany watch. I like lots of people around me, but don't kiss hello. Please don't touch. It's a Czechoslovakian custom my mother passed on to me. A way to make friends, Andy, is invite him up for tea. Open house. Got a lot of cats, here's my favorite. She's a lady called Sam. Made a paper doll of her, you can have it. That's what I did when I had St. Vitus dance. It's a Czechoslovakian custom my mother passed on to me. Give people little presents so they'll remember me. Open house. Open house. Someone bring vegetables. Someone please bring heat. My mother showed up yesterday. We need something to eat. I think I got a job today. They want me to draw shoes. The ones I drew were old and used, they told me. Draw something new. Open house. Open house. Fly me to the moon. Fly me to a star. But there are no stars in a New York sky. They're all on the ground. Scared yourself with music, I scared myself with pain. I drew 550 different shoes today, it almost made me faint. Open house. Open house. Open house.
careful, it's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never return. Remember, it's my heart. The heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break. But please, before you start, be careful. Remember, it's my heart. Remember, it's my heart. This heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break. But please, before you start, be careful.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm your host, Amy A. Today, we've discussed larger gatherings during this phase of the COVID-19 pandemic. We heard excerpts from several speakers at the recent Rural Policy Forum held in Sahuarita and organized by Local First Arizona. We also heard music from Roberta Flack and Donnie Hathaway, Lou Reed, and Frank Sinatra. To listen to this and all past Captain's Log programs, go to www.kxci.org/programs and click on the Captain's Log Project. And you can always email me at amya@kxci.org. I'll see you next week for another adventure. Until then, live long and prosper.